The McRib Indicator. Bet you didn't know it was a thing. I didn't either, but Brian Chung found it for us. So the McRib is back, first of all. Secondly, what does it tell us about the trajectory of stocks?
Okay, so here's the breakdown. So McDonald's made a surprise announcement that the McRib is coming back, and you just got to wonder about the timing of all of this with the S&P having the worst September, having the worst month in September since really the depths of the pandemic last year. And I'm just saying it might be McDonald's trying to step in as the private Federal Reserve here to try to bring the stock market back up, because data from, and this comes from Of Dollars and Data, it's a blog run by Nick Maggiulli. This is actually a bit dated, but the S&P 500 has a higher daily return when the McRib is available compared to when the McRib is not available. Spurious correlation, perhaps? Maybe. However, I did go out and get a McRib the last time McDonald's offered it. That was in November of last year, which, by the way, was also a positive month. So I'm just doing my part to support the economy. I don't know about you, Saz, but...
And now, I'm curious, Brian, you have to go reach out to them and see if there's a correlation between sales of McRib and TP sales at Target and Walmart. Very curious.
Yeah, well, I mean, look, there might be a broader story there on the retail, but I'm just saying, look, I mean, every time the McRib is out, it's been positive. I'm just saying, I think maybe either people at the Federal Reserve or maybe equity investors, they're all just eating these up. I don't know. Who knows?